while 9 met expected growth. Those schools that exceeded growth were Aquadale Elementary, Baden, Central Elementary, Endy, Locust Elementary, Richfield Elementary, Stanley Early College, and Stanley STEM Early College. Stanley County Schools had 87.8% of students graduating with their four-year cohort during the 23-24 school year, and that's higher than the graduation rate of 86.5% for all of North Carolina schools. The Stanley Arts Guild had some bittersweet news regarding their current location. They said in June, the Albemarle City Council approved a proposal to transform the Guild's building into apartments for renters aged 55 and older, along with 2 small retail spaces. This revitalization will not only breathe new life into the historic AMP building, but also create a welcoming environment for older adults looking to downsize without the hassle of maintaining a home. However, this means the Guild will need to find a new home. As a nonprofit organization, securing affordable space in Albemarle has become increasingly difficult, they said, especially in soaring downtown market. Stanley Arts Guild President Wendy Hillhouse is asking members and friends to help in the search for a new location. They're looking for suggestions, particularly from property owners who might offer rent deferrals for tax credits. The Guild remains hopeful and sees this change as an opportunity rather than a setback. They've already reached out to the ADDC, the Stanley County Arts Council, and local realtors for support. There's even a potential lead in Baden, they said. For any serious leads, you're welcome to contact a board member or Wendy directly. They wanted folks to rally together to ensure the Stanley County Arts Guild continues to thrive, providing a space for their talented artists and workshops for the community. The City of Albemarle said the City of Albemarle's Public Housing Department has opened up its housing waiting list for Amherst Gardens, a multifamily housing community. The waiting list open is only for 2-bedroom and 3-bedroom units. Individuals who previously applied only need to reapply if they were deemed ineligible. If an applicant was not deemed ineligible since the last submission of the application, the applicant does not need to reapply. Now, to qualify for the 2-bedroom or 3-bedroom units, your household must have at least 2 to 6 people. Applications can be found online at albemarlenc.gov/public-housing-application or in person at the housing office located at 300 South Bell Avenue in Albemarle. The public housing wait list will stay open until October 8th. All applications are due at that time. You can contact their Department of Public Housing at 704-984-9580 or by email at publichousing@albemarlenc.gov for additional information or questions. Stanley County Chamber of Commerce said that Dinner on Main was a big success. They had 150 guests at the Courthouse Tavern and Table, and Dickie's Barbecue Pit both did a fantastic job with the food and serving the guests last night, they said. They love that Dinner on Main provides an opportunity to showcase so many of the small local businesses in town. Stanley Community Christian Ministry wanted to recognize their Volunteer of the Year. It's Linda Anderson, a true partner in their mission. Linda partners with them through her giving. She gives her time and supports them financially. She also helps organize Saturday lunches with her church several times a year for the community table in Albemarle and always brings an attitude of service. They wanted to thank her for her partnership and embodiment of the spirit of giving back to the community. They appreciate her 20-plus years of service. 2 basic law enforcement training graduates were sworn in as Albemarle police officers. Officer Sarah S. and Jonathan Kolbach are the newest members of the Albemarle Police Department. Both officers graduated BLET training at Stanley Community College, and these officers are continuing their extensive field training with the Albemarle Police Department. They said they're excited to have the new officers on board, ready to serve and protect our community. So please join them in welcoming them as they start their new careers. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Mostly cloudy today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 84. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight under mostly cloudy skies, a low around 68. For everything electrical, visit any Desco location or go online to DescoInc.com. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Welcome to a brand new hour of the Rick and Bubba Show with Eddie Van Adler, Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Bill Bubba Bussing, and Rick Burgess.
I keep chasing that same old devil down the same old dead end highway, riding that storm running through my veins like a shot down tailspawn airplane.
We're back. Brand new hour, as you heard, the gang all here. As we start a brand new hour,
chasing that same old devil down the same old dead end highway.
All right, so as we start the hour, Bubba, we go to technology.
Yes, I love technology.
Yeah, come on with that.
But not as much as you see. But I still love technology, always and forever.
Uh-huh, there we go.
We are the robots.
Everybody, come on with. And literally, the robots are what we're going to deal with now. What do we have here? Is this some of Elon stuff?
Rick, this I don't know whose company.
Who's doing this?
I know 1X. Elon's been working on some robots, too.
What is 1X?
It's a different company.
Okay, got it.
They have announced their latest creation. It is a humanoid robot designed for home use that could begin shipping as early as 2025. And, you know, Elon has said he thinks robots are going to take over all the just the menial task that we have to deal with each and every day, and he's designing some too.
Oh, so.